If you're feeling like the world is in a constant state of crisis, you're not alone. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. From natural disasters to political unrest, the bad news never seems to stop. In 2023, a global survey revealed that 75% of young people feel anxious about the future. With the relentless stream of negativity, many of us are asking, where is hope? During times of distress, a wise man once offered this comforting advice. When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. It's a good reminder that in every dark moment, there are people reflecting the light of hope. Malala Yousafzai was one of these helpers. Shot by the Taliban for standing up for girls' education, she still didn't give up. She famously said, when the whole world is silent, even one voice becomes powerful. Hope like hers isn't passive. It's an active force that can change lives. The Bible tells us how to find a hope that doesn't give up in the face of difficulty. Romans 15:13 says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. This isn't just praying for optimism, but a living hope grounded in God's faithfulness. Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor, said this to the overwhelmed. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Choose to trust in God's promises, knowing that He is still at work. Let Him be the source of your hope, empowering you to be part of the change. I'm Bonnie Sala. Ready to grow your faith? Discover practical tools and more at guidelines.org.